True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Doug Karsh alongside Scott Anderson. It is 97.1 The Ticket. We actually will talk a little Michigan State-Maryland game being played at Ford Field Saturday night. We got picks coming up today at 1:38 too, because this is a virtual Friday for us. Lions playing tomorrow, and we'll get into Lions coming up after the college football blitz thingy. Gator went first yesterday, so I am on the clock.
All right, Doug, question number one. It's time to start looking at Heisman Trophy candidates, all right? Who's a sleeper candidate that you shouldn't, no one should be overlooking?
Okay. I have a ballot, and I can't remember the last time the guy I voted for won. I think it's been a while. I look at every position, which I don't think too many people do. I'm not convinced that the best player in the country isn't Caleb Downs. He has no shot to win it. I get how this works, but my ballot doesn't reflect who I think has a shot to win it. There is a player here that I think if I mention his name, I don't know how many people even know what team he plays for, and that's Marcel Reese from Texas A&M. Quarterback, okay, so he is amongst the top 10 favorites, so I don't know if he's that much of a sleeper, but you're talking about a true dual threat guy who's responsible for 31 touchdowns. He's got just 5 picks. They're undefeated. What he doesn't have and what he needs to get this weekend is a Heisman moment. And they've got Texas on the schedule in a huge rivalry game. And I think he could vault to the top with a Heisman moment.
This is a tougher question than I thought it was going to be. I started looking at it and looking at, okay, is there a receiver that's really been unbelievable? And I mean, there's guys out there.
I said Reese, didn't I? It's Reed. My bad. Go ahead.
Looking defensively, is there somebody just lighting up the nation with how many quarterback sacks he's got or how many tackles they've got? And there are guys that have done well, but nobody that really stood out. And then I just start. Let's stop making it too difficult. Look at the quarterbacks. And when I did, and I recognized this, the player I'm bringing up might also be in the top 10. But I think the award's probably going to go to Mendoza or Sayan or Jeremiah Love. That being said, I chose Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt.
Great call.
This guy, without him, the Commodores are still just bad Vandy. Instead, he's been amazing. 26 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, almost 3,000 yards passing. Add another 650 rushing and 8 more touchdowns. He's a one-man wrecking crew in the toughest conference in college football. Wins over ranked South Carolina, LSU, and Missouri. And in a loss to Texas, he had over 400 yards in offense with 4 touchdowns and no picks. So, yeah, Diego Pavia.
All right, guys. A guy who's just been overlooked as a Heisman candidate and a sleeper, I'm sticking with my preseason long shot bet, 41, Alabama wide receiver Ryan Williams. No, this is not a selfish call at all, guys. It's not because I put money on it in Vegas way back when.
Good to know.
I mean, I don't know how you can ignore 40 catches, 598 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And don't forget, also, he has 1 carry for 16 yards.
Don't.
Did you even watch that carry? It was 16 yards. Do not, Doug, I'm talking to you. I'm not looking at you, Gator. Doug, I'm looking at you. Do not forget wide receiver Ryan Williams.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Florida State has just joined the recent trend in keeping their embattled coach, Mike Norvell. Can he turn it around at Florida State, or are they going to regret this decision?
No, I think it's the right decision. I mean, this is a guy that did take the team to 13-1 heights just a few years ago, and they had a chance to win a national championship right before the quarterback broke his leg or whatever it was that he did. It was really unfortunate. He's recruited very well there. They've got top 20 recruiting classes in each of the last several seasons, including they're on pace right now this year to have a top 20 recruiting class as well. I think he's going to be fine in that conference. I know people get all nervy. The last couple of years, they've not been good years for them, but I think he's got a good foundation of young players that they're starting to play together.
What's really weird in college football is that suddenly money matters and wasting money matters, because we're talking about that equals players now. Florida State just invested $400 million in their facilities. They didn't want to burn another $50 million with a buyout of Mike Norvell. You can't waste money in this day and age. And all like budgets matter. And so, you know, I think they won't regret this, because I think the alternative is worse. And taking, not only do you have to pay this guy, you have to pay the new coach, and then you have to pay for his roster. It's like a triplicate of tax to fire your coach anymore. So you better have your ducks in a row financially. And given what they just invested into the program in terms of facilities, I think they'd be in worse shape if they moved on from him.
I just want to say Ryan Williams one more time. Okay. All right, now to answer the question. Yeah, you know what? I think budget does matter, Doug, but I don't think it matters as much as it used to. But I do think that they did the right thing in keeping Norvell. You don't just fire someone to fire someone. You got to fire someone to hire the right guy. And if the right guy is not available, I don't think Norvell, he's actually shown flashes, and I think he does have a chance to turn it around. I think we're quick to fire and let go guys and just, you know, bring out the pitchforks and all that stuff in today's age in sports. I think keeping Norvell for at least one more year, I think it's the right call. All right, interim head coach Terry Smith has won two games in a row at Penn State. Interim coach Tim Skipper is 3-4 at UCLA. Do either one of them have a shot at the respective jobs to become the full-time head coach?
I think Skipper does. The problem, I cannot in a million years imagine that Penn State fired James Franklin to hand it over to one of his longtime lieutenants in Terry Superfly Smith, especially after Franklin accepted the Penn State or the Virginia Tech job and negotiated his buyout down from $49 million to $9 million. So they have money. They got out of that a little bit. Pat Fitzgerald on the brand with Penn State, I think, is a scary combination. So I say Skipper's got a shot. Terry Smith does not.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Smith has absolutely no shot at Penn State. Skipper might at UCLA if they want to keep the band together and keep, you know, Birchie Neuheisel over there and the rest of the gang. Penn State's a big boy program, infertile recruiting ground, deep pockets. They're going to get their guy, but it ain't going to be Smith.
Yeah, I agree. Terry Smith, no shot. Tim Skipper, maybe. I mean, he did play and coach at Fresno State, so he's familiar with the state, at least, of California. But I'm not sure how serious UCLA is about their football program. I think if they're not that serious, they probably end up keeping Skipper. But if they're that serious, go find somebody. Like I suggested, like Mike McDaniel, if he gets fired, or someone, you know, a bigger name. Aren't they talking about playing in SoFi and all that stuff? And you know, the student section is empty always. Seems like no one's at their game. So I think he has a shot, but let's see if they're serious or not. All right, call your shot. A shocker this weekend. Plenty of great matchups.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ups.
All right, I'm going to go with Mississippi State taking down Ole Miss. They are 7.5 dogs in the game. They're at home, and Lane Kiffin might be coaching his last game for Ole Miss. And you know what? The players are going to know. And the players know that going into it. They're not happy about that. I don't think they're going to be, oh, let's win one for the coach that's leaving us. So I think it's going to have an effect. I think Mississippi State has a really good chance of knocking down Ole Miss.
That is a great call. This did happen when Lane Kiffin was flirting with Auburn back in 2022, the guys in the College Football Inquirer who are Mississippi and Mississippi State guys were saying the last time Lane did this, he took a heavy favorite into this game and lost to Mississippi State. So that could happen. People are going to expect me to say Michigan over Ohio State, so I will. I think Michigan is going to beat Ohio State. But I also like Georgia Tech over Georgia. Georgia Tech over Georgia. I like Kansas over number 13, Utah. But the number one I will take that I'm most sure of is Pitt over number 18, Miami. Freshman quarterback Mason Heinsohn's coming off a great game against Georgia Tech. And they got a little freshman running back, Jakarian Turner, who's like 5'7" tall. He rushed for 200 yards against Georgia Tech last week. Pitt over Miami.
So my pick is not necessarily a shocker because you saw who my Heisman pick was, so I'm going to stay away from that kind of stuff moving forward. Ryan Williams, Doug. So I'm taking Washington over Oregon. They're only like a touchdown dog, but this is a big, huge rivalry game. They're at home. Someone in the top 12 is losing, though. You mentioned all those games. You guys mentioned someone is going to get upset this weekend. That's how it works out. I love the craziness of college football. All right, LSU is trying to avoid paying Brian Kelly his full buyout because he says he was fired without a cause. They're saying they're firing him with cause. He said he wasn't formally let go. They're having a huge legal issue here. How do you see this thing shaking out?
Okay, this is a mess. You've got politicians involved. I don't think Brian Kelly, his whole plea that I can't get another job because I'm not, this hasn't been cleared up yet. I think that all that is billable hours. Those are his lawyers saying we need to build a case so you get your entire buyout. And that's what it's all about. And this is going to be a court battle for some time. That's how it's going to play out. I'm not really familiar with which way it's going to go. My guess is Kelly's going to get most of his buyout, but I don't think we're going to hear about this for a while. And I don't think Brian Kelly really cares that he can't get another job. I think this is all negotiating.
How does it end? In litigation. I'm not convinced that Kelly lands a gig this hunting season. I think he'll have to decide what's more important, fighting the language of the contract or coaching. And in the end, I think he's going to fight for the cash that LSU doesn't want to pay him. So I think he's going to sit out this coaching cycle.
So his buyout's $54 million. Allegedly, they've offered him $30 million, and he's turned it down. I think he should take the $30 million because if this legal battle is happening in the state of Louisiana, Brian Kelly is cooked. Sorry, buddy. Basically, the state of Louisiana fired you. All right, Gator, your guy. North Dakota State head coach Tim Polasek, 7-year extension. I want you to describe your reaction in one word that starts with the letter F.
Yeah, fiery. I was.
Although, that's your guy. You want him as a sleeper
not what I
pick,
said.
Right?
No,
from
I was
Michigan State.
Yeah, and for me, it was more because nobody had said this name. You know, we were looking to do a deep dive, try to find somebody who might be a candidate if Michigan State decides to move on from Jonathan Smith. And I went with Tim Polasek because he had Midwest roots. He's from Wisconsin. He coached 3 years at Iowa in the offensive line. Can Michigan State use some offensive line help? Yeah, having a head coach that knows how to work that part of it and did it at Iowa would work well. Oh, and by the way, went 14-2 last year in his first year at North Dakota State and a national championship. And he's followed that up this year. It's a little bit of a struggle. 12-0, and they're the number one team in the country in NCAA Division I. And he's only 46.
I want to give Gator a ton of credit. He went out and found the most Cignetti guy he could find. And that guy just got locked up at the 1AA level. They're playing defense at the 1AA level because this guy is so good. You are early on this bandwagon, and now people might know his name. When you first said it, I'm sure everybody was like, who? But bravo to you for this call.
Oh, I'm bummed.
There you go.
There was no question. It never even got oxygen.
No.
Aside from this show, not one person has said, "Oh, Tim Polasek."
No, that's why my one letter or one word letter to start with F was fool. You fool, Gator.
Fail.
Fail too. Yeah.
All right, that concludes the college football blitz thingy. Let's get to some Lions talk straight ahead. Massive, massive game tomorrow. What does it come down to? It's 97-1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.